Take your business beyond fast with connectivity and network solutions from Comcast Business. Nationwide, secure, reliable. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network.
This is your tech news briefing for Thursday, April 9th. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. There's another new video streaming service in town. It's called Quibi. It's short for Quick Bites. It launched on Monday, and some in Hollywood are hoping it will be the next big thing. Our reporter, Ben Mullen, will join us to explain what you need to know about it. But first, our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, is back with us to share her tech tip of the day. Hey, Joanna.
Hi.
So I hear you've been getting an earful about Pop-Tarts and printers from our audience. Is today's tech tip about 3D printing a Pop-Tart?
A kosher for Passover one, yes.
A kosher for Passover Pop-Tart.
Yes, because Passover has started and I will not be eating bread for the foreseeable future. So no Pop-Tarts for me.
No Pop-Tarts for you. Okay. Is that your tech tip of the day?
It's not. But this is a little bit of a personal tech tip. So I went outside to work yesterday because it's getting to be very nice and sunny here in the New York area. I'm in New Jersey. And so I went to go work in my backyard and I realized that the Wi-Fi back there was very crappy. And I've written about Wi-Fi and extending the reach around the whole house, but it's pretty hard to extend to some outer regions of your house, or if you're going to work in on a porch or in a backyard, that kind of thing. You may end up in that situation where you have that small amount of service and it just does not work. So my tip here is to use the mobile hotspot feature on your phone. In case you don't know what this is, this allows you to use your phone's data plan and share that connection with your laptop, your tablet, a variety of devices. And so this is great for going outside, using your phone's data plan and hooking up to your laptop. And the good news there is that in response to coronavirus, many of the wireless carriers have added free mobile hotspot data to your plan.
That's fantastic.
It is. You still want to check to make sure your plan qualifies for this. You can probably do that in your carrier's mobile app or call your carrier. If you're on Verizon and AT&T, you'll get 15 gigabytes of free mobile hotspot data. If you're on Sprint or T-Mobile, you'll get 20 gigabytes. And that's a pretty lofty amount. Like if you're doing email and you're just doing web browsing, that's a good amount for working outside.
Speaking of work from home, our work from home hotline is still open. Listeners can get in touch with you. Can you tell them how?
They can email me, joanna.stern@wsj.com, or they can leave us a message at our work from home hotline, 314-635-0388.
Thank you, Joanna, and happy Passover.
Thank you.
Up next, our reporter Ben Mullen joins us to tell us all about Quibi, a new mobile video platform that launched earlier this week. That's after the break.
Comcast Business connectivity and network solutions help drive IoT devices, AI, and virtual network applications at peak performance to improve efficiency and customer experience for your business. Rely on Comcast Business for nationwide, secure, reliable performance powered by a gig speed network. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
So if you've been on social media in the past few days, you might have heard about a new video streaming platform called Quibi. It's been hyped for a long time as a platform for quick bites of video content that are meant to be watched directly on your smartphone. Quick Bites Quibi. See what they did there? All right. Well, the platform launched earlier this week, and it's expected to be a test for whether mobile-only video production is actually lucrative. Our reporter Ben Mullen has been following the story, and he joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Tell us about Quibi. Who's behind this and what kind of content are they proposing here?
So Quibi is the brainchild of longtime studio mogul Jeffrey Katzenberg, who was previously the head of animation at Disney, and then after that founded DreamWorks SKG with Steven Spielberg and David Geffen. So he's been in Hollywood for decades, and he has this big idea, which is that people will consume short form content. Running the company is Meg Whitman, who is the former CEO of HP and gubernatorial candidate in California. She is running the company. He is helping with content and has helped raise more than $1 billion to fund the company's operations. It launched this week, so they're in the very early stages of what's likely going to be the biggest experiment in Hollywood in the last decade.
All right. So there are people already watch videos on their phones. Clearly, Netflix and others have jumped in on this. How is what they're offering on Quibi different than what you could just download and find on Netflix?
So the basics, the episodes are short, less than 10 minutes, and they're designed to be watched in what are called in-between time. So if you're in line at Starbucks getting a coffee, if you are, trying to avoid your editor's eye contact during the day, there are all these various scenarios where you might try to watch a Quibi while you're in one of these in-between times. Now, the twist is most people are quarantined at home right now. And so one of the service's big value propositions is that this is perfect for people who are in between tasks. Well, everyone has a lot of free time, or most people do. So it remains an open question of whether or not people are actually going to be willing to use the app in one of its most prominent use cases, which is the time between tasks during the day. Now, I asked Jeffrey Katzenberg about this, and he said people still have a ton of in-between times. They have time in between homeschooling their kids. They have time in between making breakfast and lunch. They have time between Zoom calls and podcast interviews at work. So he was basically saying that the company's primary use case is still extremely valid during the quarantine.
So I guess what you're telling me is the big difference here is that these are videos that have been specifically created for this platform. They're not like Netflix has, 2 hour long movies and short features. It has a whole bunch of stuff and some obviously original content, but this format is specific to the medium that it's using. The question for me there is, how is this different from like a TikTok or even Instagram videos?
It's a great question. So Katzenberg and Whitman have touted this thing's patented, quote, turnstile technology, which they said basically serves up a different experience, whether you hold your phone horizontally or vertically. The progress bar for the videos when you hold it vertically runs vertically instead of horizontally. And a lot of the videos, Quibi says, there are different experiences sometimes when you hold your phone horizontally versus vertically. They say that those design tweaks and those differences in the way that the video is shot basically gives the company a different value proposition than some of its competitors, which include a ton of streaming services, including, HBO Max and Peacock and all these services that have yet to launch.
Right. The fact that this is being launched by a former or a big Hollywood executive like Jeffrey Katzenberg obviously leads one to believe that there could be bigger Hollywood names associated with this. We saw some of the streaming platforms have been reeling in big name directors. And I've been hearing that director Steven Spielberg has said that he's going to be making content specifically for Quibi, even though in the past he's been very adamantly against watching movies on your phone or even at home. Are they really touting this as a new medium, almost a different way of storytelling?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Jeffrey Katzenberg, the co-founder, touts as his biggest accomplishment related to Quibi the fact that he got all the major studios to put money into this. And the company has raised, I think, around $1.7 billion.
Wow.
So all the major Hollywood studios are staked in now in this thing's success. And to your point, many of the Hollywood moguls who are known for sort of auteur-type content, stuff that is Oscar fodder on an annual basis, a lot of them are experimenting with the platform. You know, they have The Most Dangerous Game, which features Christoph Waltz and Liam Hemsworth. So there's some big names attached to this. Now, the reviews so far have been mixed. Some of the praise has said that this stuff is great. Like, there's a show called Dishmantled, where contestants are blindfolded and food is shot at them through a cannon. Then they have to like lick the walls of this glass tube and then try to recook what was shot at them in a kind of like Chopped style competition. And whoever gets closer wins a prize.
Oh yeah, this is definitely like taking it up a notch in terms of auteur film.
As Emeril would say, taking it up a notch. And then they also adapted some like more familiar TV staples like Punk'd, featuring Chance the Rapper rather than Ashton Kutcher. And mm-hmm. I have to say, I did get some shameful pleasure out of both Punk'd and Dishmantled.
Okay. Well, shameful pleasure. Quibi has been accused of some patent infringements over this video feature Can you tell us any more about those allegations, and has that impacted their debut at all?
Yes. So there's a company called Echo, which says that Quibi infringed upon its patents for the creation of its turnstile technology, which is one of the features that Katzenberg and Whitman have touted as differentiating the service from some of its competitors. Quibi denied infringing on the patents for Echo and said that, you know, the technology was developed internally and that they have a patent for it, and, you know, they intend to defend these claims in court. As far as I know, this hasn't really impacted the service's launch from a consumer perspective. Really, the only people who care about the business dispute, I think, are people in the entertainment industry.
We've seen a bunch of new streaming services launch over the past year. Comparatively, what is Quibi looking like so far?
Quibi's looking okay. They had 300,000 downloads in the first 24 hours or so. It's not that great if you compare it to Disney Plus, for example, which had millions of downloads on its first day. The question seems to be, is that a fair comparison? Disney, NBC, they're well-recognized brands. They have millions and millions of dollars of marketing, and they have these content libraries that go back decades. So whether it's a good number or not is really in the eye of the beholder.
All right. We will be watching to see how it goes. Reporter Ben Mullen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Don't forget, you can share your work from home tech tips and headaches with us. You can tell us your stories and ask questions. Our senior personal tech columnist, Joanna Stern, will be sharing her favorite tips and solutions with us. You can leave a voice message at the number in the description, or you can email Joanna at joanna.stern@wsj.com. And that was your tech news briefing. I'm Kateri Yoakum for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.